Today's episode of Down Gilead Lane is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. What? You didn't get to hear it? Oh, that's right. We're kind of out of order on this one. Okay. Hey, everybody, listen. You might want to pay extra special attention today because we're kind of starting at the end. Well, just listen for yourself. You'll see what I mean. This is Down Gilead Lane.
I wonder if they had as much fun as Haley thought they would.
I'm not sure that it would be possible to have that much fun in one weekend.
You're right.
She had them doing everything.
Yeah, well. Hey, here's Brooke's room. Boy, it's pretty quiet in there. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Come on in.
Hey, Brooke. Haley.
Hey, Mom. Dad.
Hello, Hi. Girls. Hi, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, Mrs. Morrison, Mr. Morrison.
Well, it's nice to see you, girls. How was your weekend?
Great, Dad.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Okay.
Well, would you girls like to go out to dinner before we go?
Yeah,
I mean,
how about
you're
that?
Welcome too, Marcy, of course.
No, thank you. I have a paper due tomorrow, and I've got to get to work on it.
Sorry, Dad. I've got work to do too.
Oh, okay. Haley?
I'm not really hungry. Can we just go?
Really?
All right. If that's what you want. Everything okay, girls?
Yeah. Fine, Mom. It is good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you, too.
Yeah, Haley, you have your stuff together?
Yep, right here. See you later, Marcy.
Bye, Haley. It was nice meeting you. Come on, guys. I'll walk you out.
Yes.
Sure, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Haley, sister's pinky promise.
Got it. I remember.
So, Haley, how was the weekend?
Yeah, did you have a good time?
It was all right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
You were ready for the 4th of July, wrapped up with Christmas and New Year's. Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, Dad, I'm fine. It was just a really busy weekend. A lot happened.
Oh, well, like what?
You wouldn't believe it. It was crazy. You know what happened right before you guys showed up?
Brooke Morrison, you stay out of my life, you hear me? Just because you live in the same room as I do doesn't mean you get to interfere and do whatever you want.
Morrison,
stop right there! Nothing you can say will fix it, so you may as well just stop. My sister is all flipped out about me now, and it's all your fault with your gossip and rumors and stories. You should have kept your mouth shut.
Marcy.
No! I said be quiet. I don't want to hear it from you or your precious little sister. You stay away from her too. You got that?
Who? Me?
Yeah, you. Just stay away from Molly. Leave her alone. Both you Morrison sisters, just mind your own business. I've got homework to do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've got a book somewhere.
What?
Who's Molly?
Oh, Molly?
Yeah.
She's really cool.
Okay, everyone. Now your job is to find the person in your group whose favorite color matches what's written on the card in your hand. You have 2 minutes.
Hey, what's your favorite color?
Who, me?
Chartreuse.
What?
I said chartreuse. Let me guess, though. You're yellow?
Well, yeah, that's me.
Cool, I had you pegged.
What's that mean?
How? Your shirt, your shoes, and I thought I saw you earlier with a yellow cutie girl's backpack.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, don't be weird about it. I asked for that backpack for Christmas.
Seriously?
Yeah, I thought it'd be the perfect thing to carry all my cutie girl stuff.
Hey, that's a good idea. I never thought of that. What'd you say your favorite color was again?
Chartreuse. I like to be different. Keep people off balance, you know?
That's good. I bet everyone asks again.
Yeah, and it's more fun than just pink or blue.
That's true. Isn't that cool? I mean, she picked some wild color just to make people think twice.
Well, that really is neat. But, Haley, why are Brooke and Marcy arguing over Molly?
Yeah.
Oh, that. That's because Marcy didn't like something that Brooke did with Molly this weekend.
But...
Well, not really something as much as... Well, it's a little hard to explain.
Really?
Let me go back a little.
Why don't you do that?
What's going on?
What's that? Who's there?
It's okay, guys. It's just Marcy.
Yeah, it's just me. Don't worry. What are you guys doing asleep already? I thought this was supposed to be a big party weekend.
Marcy, it's 7:15 in the morning.
It is?
Yeah.
Really? Already? Wow. That night flew fast.
Oh, yeah, I should probably hit the hay if we're going to be doing stuff later.
When's breakfast?
On the weekends, they serve breakfast until 10, but the sibling Olympics start at 8:30 across campus.
Really? Wow. We should probably get up if we want breakfast.
Yeah, I guess it's time to get up.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Okay, let's go take showers, and then we can head over. Marcy, you want anything?
Nah. I'm going to bed now. Bring something back if you want. Danish or something.
Okay, see you later then.
Now, wait a minute. Back up for me, all right? Who is Molly again, and where was Marcy all night?
Yeah. I'm getting to that. Just hold on.
All right.
You see, Marcy went to a dance. We went to someone's room to watch movies.
Okay.
Brooke, cool.
Hey.
This is your sister, right?
Yeah, this is Haley. Haley, this is Randy. It's his room.
Hi.
Welcome to my room. The movie will start in a few minutes. where's Marcy? I thought she was going to come.
Oh, yeah. She had other plans.
Oh, gotcha. Well, we're going to have a good time anyway. Come on in.
Oh, hey, everyone. This is my sister, Haley. She's here for the weekend.
Hi.
Hey, Haley. What do you think of college life?
Well, she's only been here one day.
Yeah, but she's seen some things.
It's cool. This is a lot of fun.
That's great. So you want to come here when you go to college?
I don't know, but it's nice.
That's true. Some of the events are pretty stupid, though.
Oh, I had fun at the icebreaker. I met this really neat girl named Molly. Her favorite color was chartreuse, and I thought that was so cool.
Chartreuse. Did you know that chartreuse is actually two different colors?
Yeah, you see, it used to just be yellow, but then in the 90s, someone came up with a new color for doing websites and computer stuff. Ooh. They named it chartreuse. So nowadays, you have to tell people whether you mean the yellow or the green. Cool, huh?
That's very interesting, Haley.
Travis told me that. He knows everything, just like Justin. Mm. I told him that, too.
No, honey, Justin doesn't know everything.
Oh, Haley. I know, but he always knows stuff no one else knows, just like Travis.
Okay, Haley, back to the story.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, we watched a movie, and then later, when we were done...
Marcy's in there sleeping already. She'll get really upset if we wake her up.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Molly!
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Marcy's out. Thought I'd come back. I was bored. Not really my scene, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've been to a couple of those dances. Not really my kind of place either.
I don't get it. Marcy was never like this at home. She was more like, well, like you.
Me?
Yeah, all Christian and stuff.
Oh.
What do you mean? You're not a Christian? Wait, you mean you are?
Yeah, I thought you were too. I mean, we got along so well and...
You can't get along with not Christian people?
I guess I never really thought about it. I just assumed.
You know, it's kind of too bad too. I thought you were cool.
Yeah, I thought you were cool too. Guess we can't be friends now.
Yeah, you're funny.
Aw, I'm sorry you got stuck back here by yourself. If we'd known, you could have come with us.
And hang out with a bunch of goody-goodies? No thanks.
Well... It sounds like you weren't happy hanging out with people who aren't all goody-goody.
Okay, that's a fair point.
Why don't you like Christians?
What makes you say that?
You're all, I don't know, snarky about them. Why?
Well, it's my mom and dad. They got divorced, and I know it was because of religion.
What? Really?
Yeah. Mom was way overboard in church and all involved in everything and stuff. She was all preachy and in your face at home. And dad got sick of it. He walked.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Why? At least they weren't fighting anymore. The house got quiet.
It had to be hard, though.
Oh, for a while it was. But Dad's cool. He got his own place, and Marcy and I would go and spend time there. It was weird, though. Still is a little. Dad lets us do whatever we want. He says we can make our own decisions and stuff, and we don't need him telling us what to do. But Mom, no way.
What do you mean?
Oh, she's in our face about everything. How we dress, what we watch, and what we listen to. It's all the time. And we're always at church or some prayer meeting. It's crazy.
Sounds a little crazy. The going back and forth, I mean.
It took a while to get used to it. I mean, it was like going to another country. But you know, once you learn how it goes, then you're cool.
How it goes?
Yeah, like if Mom won't let us do something, you just wait. Dad will when you're there for the weekend.
I can't even imagine. No, you probably can't, can you? You've got a perfect life.
It's not perfect.
No. sure, whatever. Anyway, Marcy started hanging out with Mom more than Dad. She didn't like the movies or the people he was hanging out with. Scared her a little, I think. So she went all overboard with this religion stuff like Mom did.
Really?
Yeah. Me? I was cool with Dad. He wouldn't let anything happen to us. He was just different. More easygoing, you know?
But didn't that make it hard for you and Marcy?
What? Us? Nah. We always got along. Marcy and I used to debate. She believes in all this God stuff, and I don't. So I used to bug her with it. You know, push her buttons.
Yeah, like chartreuse.
Yeah, just like that. Thing is, though, something's different about Marcy. Can't put my finger on it, but she's changed.
Wait a minute now, just to clarify, Molly is Marcy's sister?
Yeah, Dad. Didn't I say that?
I think we missed that somewhere along the way.
Oh, yeah. Molly is Marcy's little sister.
Okay.
And I met her at the icebreaker thing without even knowing that. Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Yes, very cool.
So this girl was really cool. Her name was Molly, and she liked chartreuse and the cutie girls, and it was just awesome, Brooke.
That's great, Haley. Maybe you'll see her again this weekend.
Molly? Haley, what are you doing here?
This is my sister's room.
Really? Mine too.
Well, imagine that. Molly's been sitting here telling me all about this great girl she met at the icebreaker.
Yeah, Haley has been too.
I guess it was meant to be.
So Molly is Marcy's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Marcy isn't happy with Brooke about something to do with Molly? What's that about?
I'm getting to it, Dad. Okay. But yeah, Marcy's really upset with Brooke.
Okay.
So is Molly, actually. Remember when I told you we went to breakfast, but Marcy wasn't interested?
Yeah.
Well, when we got to breakfast, Molly wasn't very happy. This looks great, Brooke. You mean every morning you get to pick eggs or French toast or pancakes?
Yeah.
Or cereal or toast?
Yep.
That's too cool.
You've got to be careful, though. Ever hear of the old freshman 15?
No.
Well, it's said that a lot of people who go off to college gain about 15 pounds right away.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, with this food all the time, I can see how. I'm going back to get some more. Anyone want anything?
No, thanks.
Nope. Kate, be right back. You know, Brooke, I don't think you're a really good friend.
What?
Yeah, Marcy told me a bunch of times you're a good friend. I don't think so.
Why not?
You're letting her get away with all this stuff. These parties all night and all this. It's just not her. And it's not good, and you can see that. Why don't you stop her?
Molly, I can't just make Marcy
do... That's not the point. A real friend who cares about her would let her get into trouble and learn a lesson. You just help her out of everything and let her think it's okay. You preach all this Jesus stuff. What would Jesus really do, huh?
Molly, I don't know what to say.
Of course you don't. People like you never do. Can't justify it, can't answer it. I'm not hungry anymore. See ya.
Hey, was that Molly leaving? Is she done already?
Brooke, are you okay?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
It's Molly. She's really mad at me.
For what?
For not helping her sister.
But you did. You said you'd get her breakfast and stuff. That's helping.
Is it? Really? I've been trying to figure this out, Haley. You know, Marcy and I were in touch before we came here. We knew we had a lot in common, and the first couple of weeks were really great. But then Marcy started skipping some Bible studies or meetings or not hanging out with the same people. No big deal. I mean, there's lots of stuff going on campus.
Yeah.
So I didn't get worried. But then she started going to these parties and hanging out with really different people, and it just started changing.
Like how?
Like, I don't know. Like, she started missing some classes and not eating and not sleeping a lot.
Oh, that's not good.
No. But what do I do? I mean, if she wasn't a Christian, I'd just love her through it and support her and show her how much I care, you know? Like, but is that what I should do here? Am I helping her get worse when I do that?
Wow. I don't know, Brooke. That's big.
Tell me about it.
That is a big question. Wow.
I had no idea. Brooke never said anything.
I don't think she knew what to think. And Molly's worried, too. She told us about it. You know, this is kind of like a slumber party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Both of us in our sleeping bags on the floor.
Good thing I cleaned it. The dust bunnies down there could have choked a moose.
Oh, a moose?
Yeah.
That's some serious dust bunnies. This is kind of fun. Reminds me of when Marcy and I first hung out at our dad's place. Huh. He just got this tiny little apartment and didn't have any bedrooms for us. So we'd take our sleeping bags and camp out on the floor. It wasn't this clean, though.
Oh, really? Ew. Sick.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. You know, we had a lot of fun. Cruddy circumstances, but we made it through. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting late. Marcy should be back by now, shouldn't she?
It is after midnight.
Oh, I'm sure she's fine.
This really isn't like her. She doesn't do stuff like this.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to wait up for Marcy to come home, but I started falling asleep in my early classes. I am so not a night owl, right, Hay? But whenever I get up in the morning, she's always here in five, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. Oh, man. In fact, it might be time for old Brooke to hit the hay now.
Yeah, me too, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm wiped out. You know what's weird? I always hated all the religious stuff and Marcy and Mom going to all those things and preaching at me and being all Christian and stuff. But I think I sort of liked her better then. She's really different now.
I know what you mean.
Do you? Really? And she and I used to debate, and I was all bugging her and stuff about Jesus. And she was hardcore. But you know, yesterday, she said maybe Jesus was just a guy who said really nice things. I mean, a while ago, that would have totally flipped her out. And now she's saying it herself. What's that?
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, and she said that the Bible's nice and all, but it was written so long ago, how could it apply to her? That's just, she used to read it every day, all the time. She could spout out all these verses at me. It's just weird seeing her like this.
Oh, I'm sorry, Molly.
So see, it's not just Brooke. And Brooke didn't gossip or anything.
No.
Molly's really worried.
She should be. It sounds like Marcy has some problems.
And Brooke's just trying to help.
So what's Brooke going to do now?
Well, see, we talked about that.
Yeah?
She wasn't sure what she should do. But after breakfast, we went back to her room and started talking. You know, Brooke, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
Yeah, about you and Marcy.
Oh, really?
Paul never let people off the hook when they were doing things that were wrong.
What?
Well, like, look at the letters he wrote. If people stopped following Jesus, he let them know. He loved them, but he still told them.
That's true, I guess.
It is. I've been reading Galatians, and check this out. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be eternally condemned.
Oh.
As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you have accepted, let him be eternally condemned.
Ouch. He doesn't pull any punches, does he?
Nope. And that's just in chapter one. You should see the rest.
Yeah, but you know, those are people he knew pretty well. He was like their mentor or something. They trusted him to keep them on track. This isn't like the close friendship I have with Becca or Luke or even Maya. This is someone I barely know.
I know. That's tough.
Yeah. Speaking the truth in love without giving up. I think that's what I need to do, but how do I do that with someone I don't really know?
Good question.
That's a really hard situation for anyone. That's a fine line to walk. How to tell them that they're doing wrong without being seen as judgmental.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd know what to do in that situation either. And Brookie, she always wants to help people. But you said something about a plan?
Yeah, we talked about it, and, well, here's what happened.
Hey, look here, Haley. Come here, check this out. I just found this on BibleNet, and it says in James, okay, my brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
That's pretty clear.
Yep, it is.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. But I know this, I'm not going to keep letting her get away with things. and I'm not going to help her do this stuff that's bad for her. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to find a way to show her Christ's love without enabling all that other stuff.
Wow. That's pretty huge, Brooke.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I want you to do me a favor, too.
What?
Keep in touch with Molly. I think she needs someone that she can talk to about all this. And you might be really good for her, Haley.
Yeah, I can do that. I'd like to.
Okay. So I'm going to pray for Marcy and do whatever I can to help her. Really help her.
And I'm going to do the same for Molly.
And we're doing it together.
Together.
Sister Pinky promise?
We haven't done that in like 10 years.
I don't know if it's been that long.
Yeah, I'd like that. Sister Pinky promise.
You think they're going to be okay with that? Some people might not accept that well.
I think so. See, right before Molly left, we had this conversation.
So, it was nice to meet you, Haley.
You too. You know, we could email each other about cutie girl stuff.
That might not be too bad, I guess. What's your email address?
Here, let me write it down.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, mine's right here.
You have cards? Really? That's so cool. And they're chartreuse, too.
Yeah, the yellow chartreuse.
Just like my favorite color.
Yep. You know, Haley, you're not bad for a Jesus freak.
You know, Molly, you're not bad for a not Jesus freak.
Didn't.
Yeah, Mom, it was a joke. And she liked it. So I think it's going to be okay. Brooke's going to have it harder. She lives with Marcy.
Oh, yeah, that would be hard. But you know, at least we all know how to pray for them both now.
That's right. So what's the rest of the story, Haley?
Huh? The rest of the story?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You guys showed up a little while later and that was it.
It was? It seemed like a lot more than that.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Oof.
But... Listen, did you have a good time, Haley? You had a lot of things planned.
Oh, yeah, it was great. The movie night was awesome. We didn't even leave Brooke's room to go to the movie night until after 9.
Ooh.
And catching up with Brooke, that was nice. I've missed her. We had a lot of things to catch up on with school and her and me.
So now that Mom and Dad are gone, what do you want to do?
Really? Well, I was thinking we could go see a movie or maybe go out somewhere just the two of us. But tell me about college first. I want to hear about everything that's been going on. How's your roommate? Is she cool? And what are classes like?
Haley.
Do you have a lot of friends already? And did you know that Grace has a secret room in her house? I mean, how weird is that? Hope said that...
Whoa! Haley, slow down. We've got time to catch up on everything. We've got the whole weekend ahead of us.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to be here.
Okay, so were you able to follow it? Haley does have this way of telling a story with her own random logic, doesn't she? I guess hearing the story this way, well, it just goes to show you that our experiences don't always match our expectations. Well, they certainly didn't for Haley this weekend, right? And it kind of seemed like the experience of being at college isn't quite what Brooke had been expecting either. But I am proud of how both Brooke and Haley were able to adapt when their plans had to change. And by the way, did you notice what they did when they were uncertain and kind of confused? Yeah, that's right. They went to the Bible and prayed for God to show them how He wanted them to handle their circumstances. Now, that's a good lesson for all of us. So, let me ask you this. What are the unexpected circumstances you find yourself in right now? And how do you think God wants you to handle them? Well, give it some thought and let me know. It's so encouraging to hear how God is working in each of your lives. And while you're at it, why not let us know what you thought of today's episode? That's always encouraging, too. Just email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. And have you heard of the DGL message boards? Well, you gotta check it out. It's a whole online community dedicated to discussing Gilead. Go to cbhministries.org, click on message boards, and go to the Down Gilead Lane thread. Just make sure your parents give you the go-ahead first. Today's episode, Shades of Chartreuse, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. And yes, this really is the end of today's episode. We'll see you next time. Down Gilead Lane.